I have heard now from a number of quite reliable sources the following theoretical argument. The root of Parkinson's symptoms lies in the gut. There are researchers who are actively engaged in looking at the role that digestion plays in provoking and aggravating the symptoms of Parkinson's. Many of you may be wondering why spend so much time on the digestive system when the issue is neurological. The reason is that it appears to me as though this actually is a primary factor, so that it really pays to begin to stop and take some particular care and attention to asking how well is your digestive system functioning. The question turns on, is there inflammation in your digestive system? If there's inflammation in the small intestines, you are not going to be able to get the nourishment to the cells of your body that your cells need. So part of the challenge is to acknowledge any challenges that may be present in your digestive system. Is there any discomfort that you are continually alerted to in the entire digestive system of yours? When you eat, is there something that is very discomforting? Do you have cramping? Is there aching? Is there a sharp pain? What really happens when you eat? And is it systematic? Are you always feeling the same discomfort? I'd like to suggest that acknowledging what that discomfort is a big step toward figuring out the solution. Is it the same discomfort every time, or does it tend to shift from the stomach to the small intestines to the large intestines? Just ask yourself, what really happens when you eat food? Do you look forward to eating, but realize that sometimes after you eat, you have what's called indigestion? If you're having indigestion, if you're having constipation, if you're having challenges with your digestive process, the body's out of balance, so the body needs something that it's not getting now. The body may need more water. There are homeopathic remedies for hydration that John Coleman recommends, called the Aquas. Those are one possibility. You obviously cannot digest food if there's not a sufficient quantity of water in the digestive system. So consider the possibility of drinking a great deal more water. That will facilitate the digestive process, or investigate the possibility of seeing whether or not a homeopathic remedy or therapy designed to address the problem of dehydration might actually facilitate your digestive process. Oxygen makes a big difference, so being able to breathe really helps that digestive process as well. Eating healthy food, obviously, is also a big factor. Eating antioxidants and eating fat. So, be present with your digestive system and ask yourself, what is my digestive system getting now that it does not want or need? What do I need to give to my digestive system that I'm not giving it? And the goal is to identify one course of action, one something you can do to make a change so that your digestive system can begin to function the way it was designed to function, without impairment, without pain, without cramping, without drama. Make it easy on your digestive system this week by making one small change. Notice after you make that change what happens to the symptoms of Parkinson's. You may be delightfully surprised at the relief that results when your digestive system is working better. This is Robert Rogers, and this, of course, is Parkinson's Recovery.